And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sioux Falls prepares to make a sculptural leap of faith. And in order to make that climb to the sky, first you have to turn some dirt. Today we're talking about the Ark of Dreams, and I'm joined in the studio now by Jim Clark and Paul Schiller. And welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is something that has been going on for several years, the plans for this. Paul, give me an idea of where, how far back do you want to go? Where did it begin?
About 5 years ago.
In fact,
it all started when Jim and I were having a conversation after the 10th anniversary of Sculpture Walk, and I said, so what are you going to do to take Sculpture Walk up to another level? And he says, well, I would just keep doing great things with sculpture. And I said, you know, we really need to do something special in this town, to kind of a capstone kind of project. He said, what are you thinking? And I said, well, let's take sculpture across the river. And he said, well, I've already got stuff at the Ethan Railroad and what have you. And I said, no, Jim, I want a sculpture across the river. And he says, you're crazy. And I said, I've been accused of that. And I said, we just had gotten done working with Dale Lamphere on the Song of Creation for Avera at the Prairie Center. And I said, let's call Lamphere and see what he might have in mind. And that kind of got the ball rolling on this whole thing.
What made you think, Paul, across the river?
Why not?
Jim, the first time you heard him say that?
I said he's crazy, but I always think Paul's ideas are good. So, you know, we looked at it, talked about it, and dreamt, you know, because it needed to be a big sculpture that represented the city, the spirit of the city, and the personality of the city. So it developed with Dale getting involved in it, and we first started with just a fun, whimsical piece. Like a tightrope walker across the river, which is, you know, now that we look back on it, it's really goofy, but but it developed with Dale getting involved in it. And then we developed a gap in the middle, which represents the leap of faith that people have to take to achieve their dreams. And, you know, the Ark of Dreams pays tribute to dreamers of the past, present, and we hope inspires dreamers of the future.
Yeah.
And that really made it even more important to do.
Why Dale? Why Dale Lamphere?
Well, you know, having worked with him on the Song of Creation, and having been in his studio to see how he thinks and the things that he creates, he's a South Dakotan on top of it. What was so interesting, Lori, about the fact of working on the Song of Creation project, that was a national search for that particular, for an artist that would create a piece for Avera.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we got introduced to Dale and his presentation, and there was no question that this man has incredible talent on a national scale. When you think about the fact that he's got work from the National Cathedral all the way to the Eisenhower Medical Center and everything in between, you got to say to yourself, this guy's got the ability to think, plan, create, and execute on a much higher scale than most artists in this field.
And we considered all the South Dakota sculptors, you know, what could they do? And Dale really is the only one that could accomplish this. He has talents. He's had experience in doing it. Stainless steel is what it needed to be, and he's worked with stainless steel a lot, like Paul was mentioning, on the large projects. And so, and he's just a great character. He's just a great guy to work with.
Yeah. This is a financial, you know, challenge. You have to figure out how this is going to be accomplished. It's a community challenge. You have to get people to, you know, sort of see the vision that you see, and it's an artistic and engineering challenge of sort of epic proportions. And that, let's talk a little bit about that and how the design has evolved and some of the challenges you have to overcome, because the scale of this is of the size that being in South Dakota brings across some specific challenges.
You know, for your listeners to understand how big this piece of art will be, it will be almost a football field long across the river on 7th Street, which is really between Sharapa on the east, Sharapa Place on the east side of the river, and Raven on the west side of the river. And then what's wonderful about the placing of it, there's a walking bridge that you literally will be walking near or under that monument. And this is truly a monumental piece of art. This is not something that you know, you got a wild hair and I'm going to go out in the garage and put something together. This takes immense engineering and concepting as to how, first of all, what we should do and then how we should do it. And that's been obviously an ongoing challenge and continues to be.
And why the location?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where the city began.
Yeah.
Fort Dakota was right there at between 8th and 7th Street on Phillips, between that and the river. And also, it's where the river is a little narrower there, and the walkway bridge really helps because people can walk between the two bases of the arc very easily. And it's a wonderful gathering place close to downtown, and it's also on private property, which is important.
Yeah. The design has changed to sort of deal with the wind. And I was listening to some of the descriptions about that, and it sounds so much better now, where it seems as if the wind and the engineering challenge helped make even a stronger piece of art, which you don't hear very often.
You're absolutely right. We're now on our sixth design, went through four wind tests to get to where we're at. And that's expensive. And so it's one of the reasons why the price went up. And we started, I don't know, a million. We're at $2 million now, and hopefully that should just about do it. But a lot of different kinds of challenges through this whole process, both with the easements and the wind tests were a big challenge. The sculpture is now a lot lighter than it was then. Mm-hmm. And we actually like the design better than the first one.
You know, Dale explains it like to this. Initially, the design was very architectural in its concept.
Right.
It flowed beautifully. It was all solid. And as the the design evolved, it's become much more artistic.
Yeah.
And I really like the piece today. Mm-hmm. It flows. It's a grandeur. Kind of piece of work.
Estimated to have this up in July. Is that still on track, or when will visitors be able to see it in its completion, you know, actualized state?
Well, we were hoping for the end of July, but it may run into the fall. It's okay. You know, it's a one of a kind sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
It's very challenging for the engineers to put it together. And the dirt work's actually being done now, and we're going to be drilling down in deep into the earth.
You know, Jim, that's might want to explain how that's being done. It's almost we almost create a root system, if you will, with the foundation.
Yeah, please.
Deep down, quartzite is probably 15 feet before below dirt level, and we're going 30 feet into the quartzite, and they drill.
Oh.
Each side will have, I think, a dozen rods drilled deep into the quartzite just to support the weight of the arc because of the gap in the middle.
Yeah.
Dale said it'd be a lot easier to do this if the gap wasn't there.
But who wants easy, right?
Yeah. St. Louis got that.
So yeah, St. Louis did easy. We're Sioux Falls, right?
So all of this has caused Paul and I to lose a lot of sleep. Most every night for 5 years.
Or I get emails from him at 4 a.m. saying, have we thought about this? Or I'm a little nervous about that. And so it's been a process of some 5 years. But when you think about it, I was in Europe here a couple of years ago, and you see the magnificent pieces of art, and in particular the cathedrals. I mean, it literally took decades, if not centuries, to build this. We have to think about it this way. FedEx has created this community of overnight, and this is a piece of art that's going to be standing the test of time for a long time. I want it right, number one. A lot of people have stepped up to write checks to be a part of this, and so we really want this so right.
Yeah.
Long before we want it in a hurry.
What would the point be of not doing it
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned about each other during this process and about Dale as and then what have you learned about your community?
You know, I had the distinct honor to, I still do, at least one of the artist laureates. I've known both Oscar Howe and Dale Lamphere. And what I marvel at their ability, I had an art history course from from Oscar Howe down at USD, and he was not only was a remarkable artist, obviously, but a great teacher. And what these two men have in qualities are, they both are incredibly talented people. They both are very deep thinkers, and they're both very humble. And that's what I've watched and observed with Dale. You know, if he comes against a challenge, it's not like, oh, like, this isn't going to work, we got to quit. It's now we've got to figure out how this is going to happen. How do we overcome this? And he keeps working it, and he keeps working it. And I think you've seen, I don't know if you've seen the presentation of how he created dignity, and just you'll marvel at his ability to innovate.
Well, with Paul, you know, he's the idea guy, great to work with. We work well together. Inspires me to do better, and our whole team to do better. And, you know, it's just really, really worked well. And then with Dale, too, and his character. So we got guys that are good to work with. They're solid. They're ethical, moral. You know, it's just we just know what we need to do, and we get at it.
And we need different types of people and personalities working on this project. We're a small group. We don't have a big. This is not a big company doing this kind of thing. And Jim is remarkable when it comes to the ability to organize and details and follow through. It just makes life so much easier as a result of his skill set.
Sculpture Walk has changed the city of Sioux Falls. It's also changed the state of South Dakota. How do you see, Jim? I know you're a humble guy, but this is another game changer, not only for the city, but it has broad repercussions throughout the state for visitors and sort of the continuity of sculpture throughout the state. What are your thoughts on that?
It should, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why we're doing this is because it's such a big deal. It stretches us far beyond what we ever expected.
Well, the thing that I'm seeing, Laurie, is the fact that with what Sculpture Walk has created in this community, one of my favorite weekends has just passed.
Right.
And Jim and his crew, just imagine there's 57 pieces of art that are gracing our streets. Jim and three crews put that together on Saturday morning, starting at about 5 o'clock in the morning. By 9 o'clock, all 57 sculptures were in place. And to watch families and people from all walks of life and demographics engage the art, it's fascinating. And so with the ARC coming about, it really is going to, I feel, as a marketing guy, this will truly transform, I think, the community into a whole nother level of a visitor experience and become a destination. And when you talk about South Dakota as a whole, we now can say, come to Sioux Falls. Come visit us, see the ARC, walk down the streets and see the art. And then get on the road, and 2 hours later, you're in Chamberlain. And you see Dignity, which, again, is a masterful piece of work. And then I say, then take 2 more hours and go to the most natural sculpture in America I call the Badlands. And then you think, 2 hours later, you're either at Rushmore or you're at Crazy Horse. We truly become the state of sculpture. And as a whole state, we can, you know, surround ourselves with that kind of attitude and proudness of what we're offering ourselves as well as our guests and visitors.
The journey goes on. Paul Schiller, Jim Clark, thank you so much for being here. Come back, and we look forward to watching the construction and watching more of these problems being solved. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laurie.